Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What a night. What a moment. The David Bote game. Forever, that will be. And David Bote, the guy who actually hit it, joins us again on the Bernstein and McKnight show, as he did Friday when we were talking about some of these memorable moments. And David, you said that the July 26th game-tying home run in the ninth, just another game, just another moment, keep it even keel. And if you say the same thing about last night, I am not going to believe you.
Okay, you're right. I'll give it one day, and then tomorrow.
There
just another
you go.
Day.
Thank you. Good job, David. That's awesome. Have you slept?
I slept a couple hours last night. Yeah.
Kids allow you to sleep?
Yeah, the kids did. You know, but my wife and I got to hang out a little bit last night and just enjoy Chicago.
Do you get a chance? I mean, was it worth it that night, you know, last night to kind of reflect on where you've been and the journey that you've had, or do you save that for another day? I mean, you told us on Friday you're thinking about writing the book. This certainly makes for a hell of a chapter. But I wonder if it's worth doing that, not worth it, but if it's meaningful doing that as often as we on the outside might think that you do.
Not too much. I'm more just enjoying the moment. Enjoying what today, you know, my wife kind of brought that up to me, is just saying, you know, sometimes baseball can just give you a moment to just enjoy, you know, just enjoy this time, this moment, this minute. And I've more of that than actually reflecting on it. You know, like I said before, probably later on, either off season or later on in my career, being able to reflect on more of that stuff. But right now, more just enjoying what's happening today.
All right, take us through the sequencing a little bit. It was interesting because it's almost like after you saw the issues with the knuckle curve, you could kind of take that out of play. Was that your approach?
Yeah, so they've been getting me with the two-seam sinker all series. And I knew Mathen had that as well as a little four-seam kind of cut. He kind of did up top of the zone. You know, and he's unbelievable pitcher with unbelievable stuff. Been around for years, their closer. So, you know, gotta respect what he has. And so I just kind of got to pick a spot, pick a location, kind of pick a pitch. You know, and he hit two guys, and he hit Jesse Wilson with the curveball there. So I was just kind of looking for a ball down that I could just get underneath it, you know, and just pick that spot. And then if he kind of throws three pitches up in the zone, have to live with it, and just sticking to that approach and was able to get it.
I thought the 1-1 take was pretty impressive. I know you reacted afterward as though it might not have been a strike or you didn't like where it was. I just, if you're looking down like that and take that and then get it called, although, you know, it looks like it might have nipped the zone, you know, what's the routine to refocus after getting what you thought you wanted and then having it called?
Right. Yeah. So I thought it was a little bit down, and looking at it again, it did nip. So, I mean, great call by the umpire there. So just stepping out of the box, taking a deep breath, regathering yourself, you know, not letting the previous pitch dictate what my plan was, you know, so like that is what I was looking for, and it was a little bit further down than I wanted. So being able to be disciplined enough to stay off of that, even though that's what I was looking for, was huge. And Zoe and I have been talking about that a lot of sticking to your approach, whatever it is, because it changes throughout the game. It can change mid-pitch, you know, mid-at-bat. You know, but stepping out, getting back to what you want to do, and then when you get it, being disciplined enough to either take it or put the swing on it.
Is that your best bat flip ever at any level of baseball?
Probably. It's kind of happened. I mean, I didn't even realize I did it until so I saw it on the replay, and I was like, oh, man, I did that flip it. So, I mean, obviously meant no disrespect by any means, but I was just kind of the heat of the moment, got it good, and I was kind of wishing it out.
Yeah, I think you're allowed to do that.
Oh, there's so many moments. There was so much going on with the flourishes there, because not only there's the point that you know it's gone, there's the bat flip. Then there's the get to first base, look at me, I'm an airplane.
In the arms.
And yeah, you'll fly the W, fly around the bases. Then the helmet toss. And then they're all waiting, and they tear your uniform off like it's the Beatles in 1965. It was amazing.
Right, yeah, I was running bases, and I knew my arm was up, and I was like, put your arm down. And I just couldn't. I couldn't put it down. And then, yeah, getting at home, getting my jersey ripped off. This morning, my daughter was like, "Hey, ripped your sweater off. You ripped your sweater off. Like, you get a new one?" Like, she was super nervous that they were hurting me. And I said, "No, it's okay. Like, it was pretty funny, pretty sweet.
How old is your daughter, first off?
She's 2.5.
Okay. All right. So she's got some time to realize you're fine. Where is the shredded jersey?
It's in the clubhouse right now. They authenticated it up, and they're gonna frame it up.
Okay.
Cool. We also saw this note on Twitter from the voice of the Iowa Cubs, Alex Cohen, tweeted the following. Here's your friendly reminder that David Bote has been recalled 5 times this season from AAA, and as of 5 days ago, his car still remained in the parking lot of his apartment complex in Des Moines.
What?
Is that true?
Yes, it is. We did end up buying another car in May, so we have two. So my wife drove one of the cars here. So we have one here and one in Des Moines.
What kind of car is sitting there? I'm just wondering.
It's a Ford Escape.
Okay. So
do you plan on retrieving the car at any point, or is that just, first person there gets it?
It's got half of our stuff packed into it, so I'm whatever, at the end of the year, we'll stop by and pick it up.
Okay. All right. Well, it's just one of those things where
awesome.
it's to be remembered. As all this is going on, half of your stuff is in a car in Des Moines.
Correct.
Well, I know this, Connor mentioned this, again, I hope you're taking good notes, because this is all going to be part of that book when it gets written someday. I'm glad you took the time to join us. You got the whole off day to revel in it, everything timed up just right. So I'm glad you're enjoying, and certainly appreciate the fact that you could take the time to pick up the phone again today, David.
No, absolutely. I really appreciate you guys having me. I enjoy talking to you guys, and yeah, it's awesome.
Cool. David, thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.